Cold War Era. Soon after World War II ended, tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union rose with the threat that came with the advancement of nuclear weapons, beginning another era of war known as the Cold War. Wary of the danger the Soviet Union posed, the United States and allied countries formed the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, known as NATO, in 1949 to protect and guard the freedom of their citizens. To counteract this organization, the Soviet Union and European countries, including Hungary, Poland, and Bulgaria, signed the Warsaw Pact in 1955. Members of these treaties pledged to defend each other if one came under attack. The culminating point of the war was the nuclear arms race that saw the United States and the Soviet Union compete on building their military arsenals. That led to the advancement of submarine technology, ones armed with nuclear ballistic missiles. The United States built the Ohio-class submarines that measured 560 feet long and 40 feet across. These submarines are the largest ever built for the U.S. Navy. The Soviets built the Typhoon-class submarine, which measured 560 feet long and 80 feet across, surpassing the United States in total displacement of the subs. The world's first operational nuclear-powered submarine was built by General Dynamics Electric Boat Division in Groton, Connecticut, in 1958. The USS Nautilus, with high speeds at greater depths, longer submersion times, and quieter propulsion, ensured that the U.S. fleet would maintain superiority over the Soviet Navy. In support of nuclear submarines, Fort Trumbull and the Naval Underwater Sound Laboratory conducted pro-submarine research, focusing on communication. Different types of antenna were produced, the mast antenna for submerged submarines to transmit radio messages without resurfacing, and the buoyant cable antenna, a long, buoyant wire that trails behind submarines to receive very low-frequency transmissions.
Another advancement was the development of the periscope, an optical instrument used for viewing the surface level while submerged. NUSL also researched broadcast technology that enhanced sensing capability, such as an underwater laser transmission research for optical ship-to-ship communication. In the mid-1960s, a Massachusetts facility began a new prototype periscope termed Type 18 and asked for the Fort Trumbull Lab to provide support, testing, and implementation of this prototype. The Type 18 periscope featured built-in photographic devices and television. With the creation of submarine technology also came the development of anti-submarine research. The cornerstone of anti-submarine warfare, sonar technology, aided in detecting and tracking nuclear Soviet submarines. Two notable advancements were the bottom-bounce sonar and the variable depth sonar. The bottom-bounce sonar provided the optimal frequency for sonar waves with longer-range transmission. The variable depth sonar included a transmitter that emitted waves suited for certain temperatures to reach specific oceanic layers.